Melody Juge is the founder of Life Income Management. She deals with getting you ready to deal with the amount of money you should save for your retirement, how much you should save each month, when should you retire, or maybe you should not. Some very basic things that most of us kind of try to put off. But for those of you who are wondering how to get started, Melody, first of all, welcome to the show, and we really appreciate you being with us.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today, Paul.
People need to deal with this, don't they? And some of us just don't want to deal with it.
Well, it's human nature. Money is emotional, and it's a whole lot more fun to buy things. With a retirement, you're actually deferring consumption because you will have anywhere between 10 to 40 years of unearned income that you're going to have some support for your Social Security. And most pensions are going by the wayside. So even if you think you have a pension, you really need to plan around it just in case. So it's very scary because money is emotional.
And we leave it to their company. Okay, well, they have this, or they have a fund, or they have a 401k there. But you have to manage these things, don't you?
Yes and no. Money goes in stages. And I find that the best way to explain this is the three phases of money management. And the first phase is accumulation, the second phase is preservation, and the third phase is distribution. And from the time that you get your first job until you're 55 to 60 years old, you're in an accumulation phase. That means that you're putting away money for many things. But retirement is a different issue. Because when people start out and they get their first jobs and they get their first car and they have student loans and they want to buy a home and they're saving for a down payment, and then they have their babies and then they're funding educations, whether it's daycare, private schools, or planning for college for their kids, the last thing they're really focused on is retirement. And really all they usually have is what they have with their companies. And it's the 401k plans for when the companies match or something's automatically taken out of their account. So it's a very complicated area from a psychological standpoint because the language is so different.
Hmm.
The language of finance is very different, and it's not user-friendly. And the language of investing. So then when people get to be 55, 60 years old, now they're moving into preservation stage, and that's when you can actually, it serves you well to have an advisor, mm-hmm. to have all of your assets, as we referred to them, reviewed, and how can those assets be positioned in order to provide you income to help support your lifestyle for the rest of your life. Because if you have to hone this whole subject down, and you say, okay, what is the primary focus? The primary focus is income. Where's the money going to come from so that you don't have to eat cat food when you're 85 years old?
Okay, what's the entry fee? And I hear people that are saying, look, I'm working hard. I don't think I can afford Melody Judge or anybody else at this point. Is there an entry fee? Is there a certain amount of money that I've got to be making before you take an interest in saying, okay, we will advise you for this amount of money and we'll follow through?
You're asking me a personal professional question. It's like, how do I work? I only work with people over 55 years old who have already amassed their retirement dollars, whether it's $600,000 or $6 million. So that's what I personally do. But I take an interest in their children and their grandchildren. And this is what I encourage everyone to do. And for the younger people of today, I encourage them to all have a Roth IRA and may be mindful of the contribution limits. And when they're participating in their 401ks at work, to only participate in the amount that is matched. And then the rest of the money put in your Roth IRA, because the Roth IRA will not be taxed when you go to take the money out down the road. That's going to be very, 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 very important for the generations to come. And I encourage them to go directly to Vanguard. you know, Jack Bogle was a genius. He's the man that's a CEO, founder and creator of Vanguard.
Right, right.
And they have funds that can be well analyzed, actually. There is, here's something. Here's a good tip for your listeners. I hope everybody's got a pencil.
Okay, I tell you what, hold on. Stop. Hold right there. Let me take a break. Let's let our folks out there go get a pencil and get ready, because you're listening to Melody Judge, who is coming up with some good advice for you folks, advice that you might pay a lot more for if you weren't listening to what she has to say. We'll come back and we'll get that information, and we'll find out other things that she knows that she can share that may help you down your retirement road. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry. My guest is Melody Judge, and she is a financial advisor. Her company is, it's called Income Management, LLC, Life Income Management, indeed. And we're talking to you about what you should know if you are really interested in preparing yourself for not only retirement, but for your kids, to have something, a nest egg that you might leave someone. Melanie, you were about to give us some numbers of someone. I think you said it was it Advantage, or was it?
I was about to give the audience a reference,
okay.
And that was for the younger folks, okay, our kids and our grandchildren. We want to get them fiscally responsible, and it's very different for them than it was for the boomers or certainly our parents' generation, because the younger people today don't touch money. They really don't have any connection to it. Everything is automatic deposit. They're just kind of numbers out there. Everything is done by credit card, and it's all automation. But they must save for retirement. This is a mandatory issue for them to take care of themselves down the road. So the very best and the most simple way that they can do it, and I feel the most powerful way when they're starting out, is go to Morningstar.com,
mm-hmm.
And that's a rating service. Morningstar offers a report every year called the Fantastic 48, where they rate the mutual fund companies. There's like 40,000 mutual fund companies. They take the top 15,000 and they analyze and they rate them, and they narrowed it down to 48. Now, in those mutual fund companies that you have to choose from investing, you're going to have funds that are called load funds, which are going to charge a fee, and funds that are no load, which do not charge a fee. Now, I think one of the best no-load funds companies available is Vanguard. It was a company created by Jack Bogle, okay? And they have some very good products. And on that sheet, on the Fantastic 48, it's going to tell you everything about how long it's been there, what the internal workings of it, who's the fund manager.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It costs $20 a year to set up your Roth IRA. You go and do that. Now, if you put in $100 a month, $150 a month over 30 years will get you way over $1 million. That's $150 a month. But if you put in $75 a month, do whatever you can do. And when you're putting it in a Roth IRA, you can't touch it for at least 5 years. All right? So this is a way to build tax money for your retirement that's not going to be taxed. All right?
It's wonderful.
Because we don't know where the Social Security is going to go for these young people.
That's right. Absolutely. And
now, our generation, it's a matter of dealing with what you have.
Okay.
Because there's not a lot of time to make up for it.
Well, suppose you don't have very much. What do you do then? If you're 55 or 60 and you're one of these many, many people, and you know there are lots out there that are still living paycheck to paycheck or
right.
pension check to pension check. What about them? What can they do?
Okay, well, the first thing you have to do is you have to sit down with a yellow pad and realistically analyze your situation. You have to create what is your cost of living. Most people, believe it or not, do not know their cost of living. I've met 3 people in 33 years that knew exactly what it costs them
wow.
to live a month. Most people don't know. They go, oh, about 3,000, oh, about 7,000.
Yeah, right.
They don't know exactly. You need to know exactly. Your money has to be divided into two categories. One is your basic income. That's a survival income, what you need to live every month, okay? The other one, the other category is lifestyle, okay? If it's dinners out or theater or movies or golf or whatever your propensity is. You need to take a look at if you have car payments. To have a car payment is ridiculous. Maybe you have one too many cars. Maybe you have a mortgage that you no longer can really afford because the maintenance on the house is just a little too much. All these things have to be analyzed. You have to take a look at what your income is going to be, and that's going to be Social Security for most people. And then you take a look at what your set-asides are. In many cases, people need to sell their residence. They need to downsize because they're going to have to live off of Social Security. And remember, when there's a husband and a wife, and each person is getting, one's getting $1,500 a month and the other one's getting $2,200 a month, when the first spouse dies, they will only be allowed to keep one Social Security. So now their income
has been cut in half,
has been reduced dramatically.
Right.
And these are the things that make a planning for retirement uncomfortable. But once you get them worked out, there's tremendous power in this.
Mm-hmm.
There's tremendous power, even if you have to downsize, your home and create a new living environment that you
But
can
you
afford.
Are in charge. The power
That's
of that
the key.
Comes.
Yeah. That's the key. Is being in charge. The key is being. Everybody has a life. And everybody that once you hit 60 years old, you've got a story. You have medical issues in your life. You've had financial issues. You've had work issues. You've had all kinds of things that have happened to you that you didn't create yourself. They were created by outside influences. And many of those things fall in the minus column. It comes to a point where there's just an acceptance. You just have to accept where you are. And when I go out and teach, it's a very powerful thing to address the truth, because it's a fallacy. People think, oh, if I just had $1 million. That's not true, because if you have $1 million, your lifestyle is in that space also. And so everyone has a similar situation. And you have to be on the lookout. You have to analyze your situation. Like, let's say you get a pension. So you've got your $2,200 a month in Social Security. Your wife has $1,500, and you're getting a pension for $1,500. You need to pay attention and have a little plan. What if that pension stopped?
But wait a minute, Melody. My pension can't stop. I was promised that. I've worked hard for that. You're not saying that could be cut off, are you? Well, you know what? Let's hear what our answer is coming up in just a moment. Melody Juge is my guest here. We're talking about your life income management. Have you managed it, or has it just kind of run its own way? When we come back, what's the answer to that? Can I lose my pension? Certainly not. Stay with us. My guest is Melody Juge. She is the founder of Life Income Management, and we're talking about how well prepared you are for what's next. You're over 60, and you're on the pension, and you're getting over 65, and you're getting Social Security, and all of a sudden, jeepers. Somebody said that the company that's paying your pension can't do it anymore. You have no income. How do you get income? Melody, this happens to people. It happens all the time, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And your reference on this would be Enron and WorldCom and Lehman Brothers, the people who work there. Sure. All of a sudden, everything just stops, and people have worked, for 20 to 40 years in one place, and they're counting on something. But there's a solution to this. A precautionary measure would be to have part of your investment portfolio, whether it's a few hundred thousand or a few million, into an annuity that you can turn on down the road. Now, I caution my clients. I'm not crazy about variable annuities. They're very, very, very expensive. The internal fees on those are anywhere from 3.25% to 5% a year, and that comes out of the principal. But on your fixed annuities, you're not going to have those kinds of charges. And if you have if you purchase an annuity that will have a life income benefit rider on it, then let's say it's 8 years down the road and you need additional money, you can have that income start coming in. If something were to happen to your pension, you have that income to come in. If you need additional dollars to support a possible long-term care health issue, you could have that income coming in. The one thing that I caution people on regarding annuity purchases is don't put too much money in one contract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have $200,000 to put into an annuity, you want to get two $100,000 contracts or four $50,000 contracts.
Okay. Diversity.
This way you have more control. Diversity,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can get them with the same insurance company.
Okay.
But you need to be mindful of the State Guarantee Association within your state because there's an extra layer of consumer protection with the insurance companies.
Forgive me, but I want my audience to understand is some of what we're saying, even in terms of annuities and and 401ks, some of them simply are not aware of it. So my question is, are there financial advisors who start lower than your number that they can turn to? And if they are, where would they go to find them?
No, I think you have to ask in your community. I caution everyone to be very, very, very careful in terms of interviewing. You have to be aware of licensing because annuities, all you need is an insurance license to procure an annuity from someone. And most annuities are sold. They're not placed in a portfolio. So that is a very, very, very different psychological aspect to it. You know, analyzing your money, deciding that you need an annuity, and actually choosing it for very specific reasons is different than somebody selling you bells and whistles. So I think you have to be careful. Also, if someone just has an insurance license, they don't have the ability, and it's against the law for them to review and analyze any securities products that you have. So you need something that's all-inclusive.
Yeah, and I guess the point being is, can I go to a website? Is there somewhere where financial advisors are listed out or they are rated so that I can decide who I'm going to turn to? Or
You have people in your hometowns, like you have offices like Charles Schwab,
mm-hmm.
you know, names like that you can actually go to with your $50,000, your $100,000. But remember, you always have to have a cash reserve. That's another very powerful point in retirement. You need to have a cash reserve that's going to cover all of your insurances mm-hmm. for their deductibles and co-payments. That's another way you can protect yourself during retirement.
My guest is the very, very capable, and I'm very impressed, Melody Juge, founder Life Income Management, LLC. Planning is the key, folks. You have to plan. Whether you like it or not, take the time to do so. Melody, would you come back again and talk to us? I love listening to you and learning
from you. I would love to. Yes, I would love to. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Folks, we're glad that you joined us as well here on Radio America. Home and Family Finance is all about and for you. Stay with us. We'll stay with you. We're here back here next week at the same time. Al Peterson, thank you so much. And we will see you again next week.